Hello, this is Sandra Rollin from KPFT Houston, the chair of the PNB Personnel Committee. Today is August the 31st, and it is 6:28 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are convening this meeting of the Personnel Committee in open session so that we can have a brief discussion regarding a budget for the executive director search. And I will call the roll. Alex Steinberg.
I'm here.
Ali Lexa.
Present.
Heather Gray.
Here.
Sandra Rollin is here. Tom Voorhees.
He'll be joining us shortly.
And Vanessa Dixon Briggs has asked for an excused absence. Are there any objections to that? Hearing none, we will accept an excused absence from Vanessa for the purpose of this meeting. Is there anybody that I left out?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, so I think really the only thing on this agenda this evening is a discussion regarding the motion that Alex Steinberg sent regarding the budget. Alex, would you like to read your motion?
Sure. Here's the motion. The Personnel Committee of the PNB requests that the Pacifica National Board authorize a payment of a maximum of $1,500 to cover the costs of advertisements as part of the search for a permanent executive director. The chair of the Personnel Committee shall submit all bills and invoices to the interim ED and to NEDA as an expense of ongoing work of the Pacifica National Board. I'm not sure, the wording is maybe not so elegant, but the basic intent is we need to advertise for the position. We're reopening the search, and we discussed in our previous meetings, we came up with an estimate that $1,500 would be about the maximum we could expect to spend. It'll probably be somewhat less than that, but we want the National Board to authorize a maximum amount of $1,500 to cover these expenses.
Thank you, Alex. I think $1,500 should be sufficient. Are there any members of the committee who object? Okay, hearing none, that motion is passed, and we will forward that to the PNB at the next PNB meeting.
Thursday
and
night. Yeah.
Is there anything further that we need to discuss at this point?
I'd like to ask a question if I could. This is Ali.
Go ahead, Ali.
Yeah, without mentioning any names, I was wondering if we could get a report back on how the calls were going to see if previous candidates were available, interested, or in the running. I saw Vanessa's email, but I was wondering if anyone else had any feedback on that.
The only other person that was working with Vanessa on that is Heather. Heather, I think Vanessa ended up contacting most everyone. Do you have anything further to add?
Yes. Yes, I was working with her, and I think, Ali, she does have some additional names of people because I asked her that question as well. I just don't have those specifics with me, but I will get them, or she will report them as well. But there were a few other people who expressed interest. Let me just say that.
Okay. Thank you, Heather. Are there any other questions?
I just want to, those of you who weren't on the call earlier before we went on screened, I just want you to be aware that I'm making arrangements with Otis to use the facilities that are already in place for having a secure repository for resumes when they come in, and we will be able to use a Pacifica-approved email for the destination of the resumes once we advertise them.
Okay, perfect. And if I'm remembering correctly, that once they go to the Pacifica repository, that all of the members of this committee will be assigned a specific login so that everybody can log in and review the resumes that come in. And I'm still thinking we want, well, since we haven't posted it yet, it's the 31st of August, I'm still hopeful that we can post it for at least 30 days. So perhaps by next week we can have the wording for the posting and get that posted far and wide into our list that this committee has previously approved, so that we can start receiving those resumes and that everybody on the committee will have access to that repository, and that we can communicate with the applicants, and we can we can review the applicants, and we can communicate with them as to whether or not we're going to forward them on, or what process we want to use to winnow down whomever applies. Does anybody have any objections to that? Okay, hearing none, I think that's probably the route that we will take. But I think it's fundamentally expeditious that we get this posting posted, hopefully within the next 2 weeks, and that we post it for at least 30 days. Are there any objections to that?
I'm actually hoping we can begin posting it early next week, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Well, yeah, I would prefer that too, but, you know, we're going to be doing some of this via email, and everybody has lives outside of Pacifica, and I'm just thinking realistically how quickly we can get the posting posted where it needs to be posted and the repository set up so that everybody can submit their resumes, and then, you know, give everybody 30 days. But once the posting is posted, that's the start date. And 30 days later, that's the end date. And I don't think we want to allow people to submit resumes after the end date, because if somebody's seriously interested in being the executive director of Pacifica, they see the posting, they have 30 days to supply their resume or submit their resume, that people that come in after the deadline, I don't know, it will be up to the committee, but I would think that they would not be considered.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think we have to have very, very strict rules for this, that we can't allow some exceptions because somebody new didn't see the posting in time, or, you know, none of that. We just can't allow any exceptions.
I agree. It needs to be a fair process.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I know for certain that we need to put on the posting, I mean, there's a lot of things, but the one thing that I did talk to Cynthia Dobek about was the EEOC language that the Pacifica Foundation is an equal opportunity employer. That definitely needs to be on there. So keep that in mind when you're working through what kind of posting you want to put and submit it to the committee.
Mm-hmm.
The one that KPFT used for our general manager search was very short and very sweet. It was very specific. And
why can't you just use that as a model, the one you used for the KPFT GM search?
I thought it was good. Cynthia Dobek approved of it. Bottom line is it's short and sweet, because for the posting locations where we have to pay, they charge by the word. And so that was one way of keeping the cost down, because everybody who applies is going to be referred to the executive director job description that will be posted on Pacifica.org. And so I think that makes it pretty straightforward. If anybody's interested, they're going to go to Pacifica.org and they're going to read the job description. and hopefully they will have the qualifications and submit their resume in a timely fashion, and they will be worth considering. So I'm hopefully optimistic.
Me too.
Tom is now on the call.
Hi, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. So, Tom, just to bring you up to speed, we've agreed on the motion that Alex submitted to request that the PNB set aside a budget of $1,500 for the cost of posting the executive job search posting. And I think that's
posting
really about
where?
It. I'm sorry?
I say, where is it being posted?
Well, we discussed that last week, and we don't want to announce it on the open stream, but one thing you know for certain, that it will be posted at pacifica.org along with a full job description. And the process of setting up the repository with Otis so that everybody who is interested can submit the resume to the repository, and that all members of this committee will have a specific access code so that we can all look at the resumes as they come in.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you, Tom. Is there anything else? I mean, the floor is open. Anybody want to make comments, suggestions, have questions?
No, I think we could follow up on various details by mail if some people have questions or something like that. Should we post the meeting for next week?
Next week is Tuesday. We're talking Tuesday.
Yeah, we're talking Tuesday.
Yeah, we have to do 7 days' notice. And, yes, I would respectfully request that you post it for next week, same time.
As a favor to myself, is it possible to have the meeting earlier in the day? The reason is I'm going to be away in another time zone. In fact, I'm going to be somewhere 7 hours earlier than now.
You're going to the Twilight Zone?
So,
you know, even a broken clock is right twice a day.
So if 6 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock works for some people, I would rather at least do that. But if not, we'll just do it at 7 o'clock again.
Let's go in. I mean, how does the body feel? Do you want to try to meet at 6 o'clock Eastern next week? Are there any objections to meeting at 6 o'clock Eastern next week? Okay, so there's no objections, Alex. I'm sorry, who was that? I heard somebody say something, but I couldn't distinguish who it was.
I did, too. I don't know who it was.
Oh, sorry, that was... I unmuted my phone for a second, and there was a guy running across the street at that instant. You can ignore it.
Okay, well, does he get a vote?
We can't put him on the committee.
I gave him a job application for ED.
Okay. Oh, good. That's good.
Okay, so I didn't hear any objections to meeting at 6 p.m. Central Time or 6 p.m. Eastern Time at this next Tuesday. And so, Alex, if you'll go ahead and post that, then we will reconvene next week. Is there anything further?
I don't think so.
Okay, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you.
Thank you,
everyone. All right.
Okay.
Thanks. Good night.
Have a great night.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Good night.